Yerushalmi, Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Bechoyos, Daf Yud Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis, Med Aleph, at the top of the page. Ova or Mashkan, Ova Vehirin, Yeva Kado. If a person transgressed and used Masa Sheni as collateral or as a guarantee for a new loan, it should follow this Baisa. Ha'ichol Masa Sheni Shaloi, Ben Shegi Bemezid, Yitzak Leshamayim, Divirushim Ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, one who eats his Masa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, whether inadvertently or intentionally, he should cry out to heaven for forgiveness, as there's nothing else he can do. Rabbi Omer Shegeg Yitzak L'Shamayim, Mezid Yachzu Domav L'Mekoimam. Rabbi says, if it was done inadvertently, he should cry out to heaven. If intentional, he must separate money to their value and treat it as Masa Sheni. V'imhoyu Mois Shegeg Yitzak L'Shamayim, Mezid Yachzu Domav L'Mekoimam, Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, and if he had used Masa Sheni money, if done inadvertently, he should cry out to heaven. If done intentionally, he should separate money to their value and treat it as Masa Sheni. Rabbi Omer Ben Shegeg B'Mezid Yachzu Domav L'Mekoimam. Rebbe says, whether inadvertently or intentionally, he should separate money to their value and treat it as Masa Sheni. Rebbe Zvika b'shem Chizkiel Halacha k'Rebbe b'Mois u'kam Shimon Gamliel b'Peiris. Rebbe Zvika, quoting Chizkiel, said that the Halacha follows Rebbe for Masa Sheni money and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel for Masa Sheni produce. Am Rebbe Ila, Masa Haya v'Hoyu k'Rebbe b'Mois. Rebbe Ila said such a case occurred and they ruled like Rebbe for Masa Sheni money. Hoyev kador enoitim bein mavrichim bein markivin erev shviyath pachas mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'imnata ohirkev ohivrich yaakor. All the law of a person who transgressed and used Masa Sheni as a guarantee or collateral should follow the Mishnah in Maseches Shviyath in the second perek that taught that one may not plant, sink, or graft on the eve of Shviyath less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. If one did plant, graft, or sink, then he must uproot them. Lo yaakor peyosev mahen, and if he did not uproot them, then what is the law of their fruits? Reb Abba Rabbi La should say having Yasivin Batsu Asa Uvda Koimehoin Vahiri Rabbi La Yishbechu Peyroisov. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi La were sitting in Sur. Such a case came before them, and Rabbi La ruled that the fruits must be spilled out as they're prohibited to eat. And Rabbi Bar, Ani Loinim Nisi Imahim Valiya. Rabbi Abba says, I wasn't with them in the attic when they ruled to prohibit the fruits. Nafkim Vishaman Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yitzhak Batavloi Bashem Rabbi Laza Ein Mechadshim Al Gezeira. They went outside and heard Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yitzhak Batavloi citing Rabbi Elazar that one may not apply something new to the decree that it must be uprooted and also say that the fruits must be that are prohibited. Am Rabbi Yitzhak Batavloi b'shem Rabbi Elazar ain moisif ma'alocha. Rabbi Yosi says that Rabbi Yitzhak Batavloi quoted Rabbi Elazar saying that one may not add to the decree. This means the same as the previous statement, but it was just expressed in a different way. Nevertheless, the Gemara proves from here that if a person did use Masa Sheni as a guarantee or collateral, he's not penalized. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Zera, Mimad Tani Eim Mashkin Oisai V'Loi, should say Tani Eim Mahinin Oisai Hada Amar Ava Mashkin, it should say Koinsin Oisai Ava Hirhin Ein Koinsin Oisai is the Githa. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha quoted Rabbi Zera saying that from that which the Mishnah only taught that one may not use it for collateral, but it didn't teach that one may not use it as a guarantee for a new loan, this shows that if one transgressed and used it as a collateral, we penalize him, but if he used it as a guarantee for a new loan, we do not penalize him. The Mishnah taught that one may not use Masa Sheni as a weight. One may not weigh it against money, even if he wishes to weigh out a seller of chulin in order to make it a seller of Masa Sheni. Hayolai sela shemase sheni should say vehi mesuyemes loy mao shishkol kenegdoi a sela shemase sheni acheres utei mesuyemes loy haachem shechulku mao shishkolu ze keneged ze. The Gemara asks, if he had a seller of Masa Sheni that is of a known exact weight, may he weigh out against it another seller of Masa Sheni in order for its exact weight to be known to him? Similarly, if two brothers divide their father's estate, may they weigh Masa Sheni coins against each other to do so? And the Gemara leaves these questions unanswered. Tani, lo yema adam chaveru b'Yerushalayim helecha yain v'ten li shemen helecha shemen v'ten li yain aval oim eloi helecha yain she'en lecha yain helecha shemen she'en lecha shemen helecha yain she'en li shemen have by meima osa ashrach tani muta. The Mishnah taught that in Yerushalayim one should not say to his friend, take this wine and give me oil, nor should he say, take this oil and give me wine, but he may say, take this wine as you don't have wine, or take this oil as you don't have oil. If he said, take this wine as I don't have oil, it was suggested that it should be prohibited, as it's like an exchange. However, a bris was found that teaches that it's actually permitted. Ve'en osa mashim chalipin. The Gemara asked, why isn't it prohibited as an exchange of Masa Sheni? Mekeon sheni yochol ha'yitzir b'menu b'din Ein Elu Chalipim. The answer is, since they didn't discuss a price, it's not an exchange, as he wouldn't be able to extract it from him legally. If it's not an exchange, why did he say, take for yourself wine, as I don't have oil? The answer is, he intended to say, if I would have oil, I would give you that as well. The Mishnah taught that a person may give his friend a free gift of Masa Sheni. The Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Meir, who says that a gift is unlike a sale. Rabbi Yossi disagreed. He said, it follows all opinions, as it's like the Braisa that taught that if a person said to his friend, what did you eat today? And the friend replied, summer fruits, he would understand that the person had eaten the meat of a Bechor, which is the firstborn. Well, what's the connection? Just as summer fruits are sold for cheap, as they're in great abundance, so too Bechor meat is sold for cheap. If the person answered that he had eaten mon, the question understands that he meant Masa Sheni, because just as the mon, which is the manna, which is given as a gift in the desert, so too Masa Sheni may be given as a gift. This price therefore shows that one may give Masa Sheni as a free gift. Another question against Rabbi Meir is that all agree that one may not sell Masa Behema, but it may be given as a gift, so too Masa Sheni, even though it may be not be sold, it may be given as a gift. Rabbana didn't say this, rather he said that the statement in the Mishnah that allows giving a gift of Masa Sheni is like Rabbi Yehuda rather than the Rabbanon, who said that Masa Sheni is considered one's own property. Hativun, Hari Masa Behema Diviakol in an Einai Kenechosov, at Amma Nitim Matona, Avzen Nitim Matona. And the Gemara questions that, says no, because all agree that Masa Behema is not like one's own property, but it may be given as a gift. So too, all must agree that Masa Sheni may be given as a gift.